Last but definitely not least, our Laura. So Laura's just going to share a bit of her story as well.
I don't like these microphones. A bit about me. I'm not going to tell you all about my past because I'm not here to testify for the devil. I was damaged from a very young age. Went through many abuses. Was drinking alcoholically by the age of 12, and I've spent a lot of my adult life in psychiatric units and prisons. How I came to God, when I was at my lowest of my low, most desperate, I prayed. I was lying on my couch, really bad with alcohol, and I was saying to God, God, kill me or do something with me. He's chosen to do something with me because I'm still here. Three days after that, I entered into a crisis centre where I got free of methadone and alcohol, and my recovery journey started. And I love the way God done this for me, because he took me through a residential rehab, he took me through a 12-step programme, and eventually brought me here. I believe that day, when I said that, when I was lying on my couch most desperate, I gave God permission to enter my life. Really, it was only 14 months ago that I gave my life to him. What was the question?
You're on the road. How did you come to know Jesus?
Well, it was actually in this place. I was attending a fellowship. And I got to my year, and I was sharing my story for my year. And I had this sense, I'd had it for weeks, that it was something bigger. I was praying to God. I had an idea of God in my head. I thought I was going to sit up the back of a church, be religious and be good. I had no idea that it was a personal relationship with God. That was going to happen, that God was going to show me things and change things. Since I've given my life to God, I can tell you about all the outside stuff. I can tell you about the work, the stuff, the restoration between my daughter. What I want to tell you is about the healing from rejection, being brought into a family, the healing from an image that was made through hearts of the world, people putting labels on me. As I was praying yesterday, meditating about what to say and what this day meant, he says, Laura, it's a heartfelt connection with you. I'm going to wash the labels. I've repented all my sins. He knows that. But what he's going to do is wash the labels away that I've put myself and that the world's put on me. And I'll be born new.
Do you know, this is really emotional for me as well, because I've just had the honour and privilege of being part of these three people's, a bit of their journey in different ways. And it's just been amazing to see the transformation, the change that God makes. It's just incredible. Every one of them, they're just incredible people. And it's an honour to just even be part of their journey in any way. So we're just going to go outside soon in a minute or two and do the baptisms. If you've never seen a baptism before, what Laura and Donna are doing is they're just making a public symbol of what they've already done in their hearts by giving their life to Jesus. It's a dying to the old way of life in the past and the old sin and the shame and everything else that came with that. And it's a symbol of rising up again, coming out the waters and rising up again into that newness of life, their new creations and newness of life and the amazing future that God has for them. They've got a future and a hope now, and that's incredible. Okay.